समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, हमारे स्टूडियो की घड़ी में शाम के ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और ये समय है आपके न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे, चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे क्या कुछ खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी रहेगी हमारी नजर और हम करेंगे उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी याद जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि, जयंती या जन्मदिन। श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक के साथ मैं हूं नेहा गोस्वामी और मेरे साथ है मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। अभिषेक, आपको भी मेरा नमस्कार।
हेलो नेहा, हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय, विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट नेहा गोस्वामी। And for you, we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, business tributes, and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first.
भारत ने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मुद्रा कोष से पाकिस्तान को दी जाने वाली वित्तीय सहायता पर पुनर्विचार करने को कहा।
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says any form of economic assistance to Pakistan is no less than terror financing.
प्रमुख व्यापारियों ने यात्रा और पर्यटन सहित तुर्की तथा अजरबैजान के साथ सभी प्रकार के व्यापार और वाणिज्यिक संबंधों का बहिष्कार करने का निर्णय लिया।
नीरज चोपड़ा टू बी इन एक्शन एट दोहा डायमंड लीग 2025 इन कतर टुडे।
और क्रिकेट में बीसीसीआई ने अगले महीने से शुरू होने वाली इंग्लैंड श्रृंखला के लिए भारतीय महिला टीम की घोषणा की।
And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about Operation Sindoor, the rise of Atmanirbhar innovation in national security. Well, Operation Sindoor emerged as a calibrated military response to an evolving pattern of asymmetric warfare, one that increasingly targets unarmed civilians along with military personnel. The terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam in April 2025 served as a grim reminder of this shift. India's response was deliberate, precise and strategic. Without crossing the line of control or international boundary, Indian forces struck terrorist infrastructure and eliminated multiple threats.
हालांकि सामरिक प्रतिभा से परे जो बात सबसे अलग थी वह थी राष्ट्रीय रक्षा में स्वदेशी हाईटेक प्रणालियों का निर्बाध एकीकरण। चाहे ड्रोन युद्ध हो, स्तरित वायु रक्षा हो या इलेक्ट्रॉनिक युद्ध, ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सैन्य अभियानों में तकनीकी आत्मनिर्भरता की दिशा में भारत की यात्रा में एक मील का पत्थर है।
Yes, and on the night of 7th, 8th May 2025, Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Falodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj, using drones and missiles. These were neutralized by the counter-grid and air defense systems. Air defense systems detect, track and neutralize threats using a network of radars, control centers, artillery and both aircraft and ground-based missiles.
8 मई की सुबह भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने पाकिस्तान में कई स्थानों पर वायु रक्षा रडार और प्रणालियों को निशाना बनाया। भारत के जवाबी हमलों में नूर खान और रहीम यार खान सहित प्रमुख पाकिस्तानी एयरबेसों को सर्जिकल सटीकता के साथ निशाना बनाया। लॉयट्रिंग म्यूनिशन का इस्तेमाल विनाशकारी प्रभाव के लिए किया गया, जिनमें से प्रत्येक ने दुश्मन के रडार और मिसाइल सिस्टम सहित उच्च मूल्य वाले लक्ष्यों को ढूंढ कर नष्ट कर दिया। लॉटरिंग म्यूनिशन, जिन्हें आत्मघाती ड्रोन या कामिकेज ड्रोन के रूप में भी जाना जाता है, वे हथियार प्रणालियां हैं जो हमला करने से पहले उपयुक्त लक्ष्य की तलाश में लक्ष्य क्षेत्र पर मंडराते या चक्कर लगाते हैं।
Yes, and Operation Sindoor produced concrete evidence of hostile technologies neutralized by Indian systems, pieces of PL-15 missiles of Chinese origin, Turkish origin UAVs named IHA or IHO, a long range rockets, quadcopters and commercial drones, and these missiles and drones were recovered and identified, showing that despite Pakistan's attempts to exploit advanced foreign-supplied weaponry, India's indigenous air defense and electronic warfare networks remained superior.
सभी हमले भारतीय संपत्तियों को नुकसान पहुंचाए बिना किए गए, जो सशस्त्र बलों की निगरानी योजना और वितरण प्रणालियों की प्रभावशीलता को रेखांकित करता है। लंबी दूरी के ड्रोन से लेकर निर्देशित युद्ध सामग्री तक आधुनिक स्वदेशी तकनीक के इस्तेमाल ने इन हमलों को अत्यधिक प्रभावी और राजनीतिक रूप से संतुलित बनाया।
Since precise strikes on terrorists were conducted without crossing the line of control or the international border, it was anticipated Pakistan's response would come from across the border, and the Indian Army and the Indian Air Force adopted a unique blend of counter-unmanned aerial systems, electronic warfare assets, and air defense weapons to counter Pakistan's strikes. And the Indian Air Force bypassed and jammed Pakistan's Chinese-supplied air defense systems, completing the mission in just 23 minutes, demonstrating India's technological edge.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के हिस्से के रूप में भारत ने पिकोरा, ओएसए, एके और लो लेवर एयर डिफेंस गन जैसे युद्ध सिद्ध वायु रक्षा प्रणालियों का इस्तेमाल किया। आकाश जैसी स्वदेशी प्रणाली जिसने शानदार प्रदर्शन किया, आकाश हथियार प्रणाली समूह मोड या स्वायत्त मोड में एक साथ कई लक्ष्यों को निशाना बना सकती है। इसमें इलेक्ट्रॉनिक काउंटर, काउंटर माप सुविधाएं अंतर्निहित है। संपूर्ण हथियार प्रणाली को मोबाइल प्लेटफॉर्म पर कॉन्फिगर किया गया है।
Absolutely, and India's air defense systems combining assets from the Army, Navy and primarily the Air Force performed with exceptional synergy. These systems created an impenetrable wall following multiple attempts by Pakistan to retaliate. The integrated air command and control system of the Indian Air Force brought all these elements together, providing the net-centric operational capability vital for modern warfare.
इस बहुस्तरीय रक्षा ने 9 और 10 मई की रात को हमारे हवाई अड्डों और रसद प्रतिष्ठानों पर पाकिस्तानी वायुसेना के हमले को रोका। पिछले दशक में लगातार सरकारी निवेश से निर्मित ये प्रणालियां ऑपरेशन के दौरान बल को बढ़ाने वाली साबित हुई। उन्होंने यह सुनिश्चित करने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाई कि दुश्मन के जवाबी हमलों के दौरान भारत भर में नागरिक और सैन्य बुनियादी ढांचा दोनों ही बड़े पैमाने पर अप्रभावित रहे।
Absolutely, and India emerged as a major defense manufacturing hub, driven by the Make in India initiative and a strong push for self-reliance. In 2023-24 financial year, indigenous defense production reached a record 1.27 lakh crore rupees, while exports soared to 23,622 crore rupees in 2024-25 financial year, a 34-fold increase from 2013-2014.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर सिर्फ सामरिक सफलता की कहानी नहीं है, यह भारत की रक्षा स्वदेशीकरण नीतियों की पुष्टि है। वायु रक्षा प्रणालियों से लेकर ड्रोन तक, काउंटर यूएएस क्षमताओं से लेकर नेट केंद्रित युद्ध प्लेटफॉर्म तक स्वदेशी तकनीक ने तब काम किया है जब इसकी सबसे ज्यादा जरूरत थी। निजी क्षेत्रों के नवाचार, सार्वजनिक क्षेत्र के कार्यान्वयन और सैन्य दृष्टि के संयोजन ने भारत को न केवल अपने लोगों और क्षेत्र की रक्षा करने में सक्षम बनाया है, बल्कि 21वीं सदी में एक हाईटेक सैन्य शक्ति के रूप में अपनी भूमिका को भी पुख्ता किया है।
Absolutely, and beyond tactical brilliance, what stood out in Operation Sindoor was the seamless integration of indigenous high-tech systems into national defense, whether in drone warfare, layered air defense or electronic warfare. This operation marked a milestone in India's journey towards technological self-reliance and military operations. In future conflicts, the battlefield will increasingly be shaped by technology, and India, as shown in Operation Sindoor, is ready, armed with its own innovations, backed by a determined state and powered by the ingenuity of its people. So, as we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. And as a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News brings in a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Captain Manoj Kumar Pandey, who made the supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War.
A resident of Sitapur district in Uttar Pradesh, Captain Manoj Kumar Pandey joined the National Defense Academy and Indian Military Academy and was commissioned as a lieutenant in the 1st Battalion, 11th Gorkha Rifles. Captain Pandey took part in a series of boldly led attacks during Operation Vijay, forcing back the intruders with heavy losses in Batalik, including the capture of Jubar Top. His words, "If death strikes before I prove my blood, I swear I will kill death," was a powerful expression of his unwavering unwavering determination and courage. On the night of 2nd and 3rd July 1999, during the advance to Kalubar as his platoon approached its final objective, it came under heavy and intense enemy fire from the surrounding heights. Captain Pandey, fearlessly assaulting the first enemy position, killed two enemy personnel and destroyed the second position by killing two more. He was injured on shoulder and legs while clearing the third position. Undaunted and without caring for his grievous injuries, he continued to lead the assault on the fourth position, urging his men, and destroyed the same with a grenade, even as he got a fatal burst on his forehead. This singular daredevil act of Captain Pandey provided the critical firm base for the companies, which finally led to the capture of Kalubar. However, succumbed to his injuries, Lieutenant Manoj Kumar Pandey showed most conspicuous bravery, indomitable courage, exemplary personal valor, outstanding leadership and devotion to duty of an exceptionally high order in the face of the enemy, and made the supreme sacrifice. He was awarded Parambir Chakra posthumously. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है। नई दिल्ली नगर पालिका परिषद NDMC द्वारा सरोजिनी नगर स्थित नवयुग विद्यालय में आज से विकसित भारत ग्रीष्मकालीन कला कार्यशाला का आयोजन किया जा रहा है। हमारे संवाददाता ने बताया है कि इस कार्यशाला में कला से जुड़े प्रतिष्ठित नाम विद्यार्थियों का मार्गदर्शन कर रहे हैं।
इस कार्यशाला में NDMC के 43 विद्यालयों के विद्यार्थी कैनवस पर अपनी कला का प्रदर्शन कर रहे हैं। कार्यशाला के अंत में सभी प्रतिभागियों को प्रमाण पत्र दिया जाएगा और प्रदर्शनी भी आयोजित की जाएगी। इस कार्यशाला में NDMC के 43 विद्यालयों के विद्यार्थी कैनवस पर अपनी कला का प्रदर्शन कर रहे हैं। कार्यशाला के अंत में सभी प्रतिभागियों को प्रमाण पत्र दिया जाएगा और प्रदर्शनी भी आयोजित की जाएगी। कार्यशाला में NDMC विद्यालयों के सभी छात्र हिस्सा ले सकते हैं। इस कार्यशाला में विद्यार्थियों के मार्गदर्शन के लिए देश भर के मशहूर कलाकार भी शामिल हो रहे हैं। कार्यशाला का उद्घाटन NDMC के उपाध्यक्ष कुलजीत सिंह चहल ने किया। इस दौरान उनके साथ मशहूर मूर्तिकार पद्मश्री बिमन बिहारी दास और चित्रकार जयप्रकाश तथा अन्य कलाकार मौजूद रहे। 10 दिवसीय इस कार्यशाला का समापन इस महीने की 25 तारीख को होगा। NDMC के विद्यार्थी सुबह 10:30 बजे से दोपहर 1:30 बजे तक इस कार्यशाला में भाग ले सकते हैं। अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी समाचार, दिल्ली।
पश्चिम बंगाल सरकार ने कोलकाता के नए ट्रांजिट हब के रूप में धर्मतला के लिए एक व्यापक पुनर्विकास योजना शुरू की है। मेट्रो नेटवर्क के विस्तार के साथ धर्मतला निकट भविष्य में कोलकाता का प्राथमिक परिवहन केंद्र बनने के लिए तैयार है। एक रिपोर्ट।
West Bengal government has initiated a comprehensive redevelopment plan for Dharmatala as a new transit hub of Kolkata. With the expansion of metro network, Dharmatala is poised to become Kolkata's primary transport hub in the near future. It will soon serve as the junction for three metro routes, Joka Dharmatala, Dakshineshwar Kabishwas, and the East-West Corridor, resulting in increased commuter and traffic pressure in the area. Anticipating this, the existing government and private bus stands at Dharmatala will be relocated and an underground parking plaza with a capacity of approximately 900 vehicles will be built at that place. The area will also feature three underground tunnels for vehicle entry and exit and four pedestrian subways for smooth access to nearby metro stations. The project's detailed project report, DPR, has been prepared by RITES, which presented it at a high-level meeting recently at the Kolkata Municipal Corporation. The meeting was attended by Urban Development Minister and Kolkata Mayor Firad Hakim, Transport Minister Snehashish Chakraborty, Police Commissioner Manoj Varma, and officials from State Transport, PWD, Departments, Army and Rights. The estimated cost of the project is ₹450 crore. After years of planning and securing necessary army clearances, the state is finally moving forward with its execution. Sushmita Mondol, Akashvani, Kolkata.
Swami Malai is located near Kumbakonam in Tamil Nadu. It is a well-known center for bronze icon sculpting in India. The community of artisans in Swami Malai are the practitioners of an ancient craft since ancient times. The craft exquisites bronze statues and religious and cultural significance using the lost wax technique. And in Swami Malai, one such artisan, Stapati Radhakrishna's family has played a significant role in this tradition, including the creation of the world's largest Natarajan statue. We have more from a correspondent.
Swami Malai, known for its spiritual heritage and unique cultural significance, is one of the six sacred abodes of Lord Murugan, collectively known as Arubadai Veedu. The Stapathi or the community of artisans in Swami Malai are the practitioners of an ancient craft that began under the Chola dynasty. They craft exquisite bronze statues of religious and cultural significance using the lost wax technique. The Swami Malai bronzes have come a long way since the times of Cholas and now have a geographical indicator tag to give them a strong formal identity. The Stapathi began making bronze statues as they were privy to the complex nature of metal statue making. The current community claims descent from Agora Veerapatra Stapathi, and there are, as of now, about 300 families who are in business of casting bronze for statues. Special instruments are used for casting bronze, and some continue to be what the ancestors created, while some have been modified with the passing of time. The leaf strip, a ribbon of coconut tree leaf cut to the length of the model and folded to different sizes in proportion to the model, is still used to take the measurements of the statue, while the spatula is used to shape the wax model and the knife to carve the wax. The process of casting always begins with the making of wax model based on the measurements given in the Agama Shastra. The wax itself is a mixture of bee wax, resin and the groundnut oil. Once the wax model is dry, a layer of loam or alluvial soil is applied to it and the statue is left to dry once more. Later, at strategic points in the statue, holes are drilled so that the molten melt can be poured into them and the melting wax and associated vapors can have a way out. Once it's cool, the second layer of clay and sand is applied and the sun dried for a couple of days. This mold is now bound with metal wires to avoid breakage when it's set on fire to melt the wax collected as it leaves the mold. Once this is accomplished, the bronze is poured into the mold via the holes which have been created earlier in the process. The pouring of metal is done when the mold is still hot from the process of losing the wax, as otherwise the cool mold will break due to heat of the metal. Once cool, the mold is broken and the details are chiseled in and the statue is polished to a shine with emery paper. Stapathi Radhakrishnan Deva Senadhipathi's family has a long history of sculpting with a particular focus on bronze icons. Swami Malai sculpture, Stapathi Radhakrishnan Deva Senadhipathi has been awarded the prestigious Padma Shri. The Padma Shri recognizes the value of Radhakrishnan's work and the importance of preserving and promoting traditional art forms in India. Shanti Ramesh for Parikrama from Akashvani, Tiruchirappalli.
In today's world, we cannot imagine a life without electricity. Electricity is indispensable to modern life, powering everything from household appliances to industrial machinery. The state government of Assam is developing renewable energy projects in agri-voltaic systems with a focus on green energy and dual use of land. We have more from a correspondent.
Assam has introduced an integrated clean energy policy 2025 with the target of 11.7 gigawatt of renewable energy by 2030. State government is emphasizing more on tapping solar energy. Several projects are running and many mega projects are on the pipeline in the state. But in most of the solar projects, uses of the land for agricultural and other purposes are negligible. The state government, along with Assam Power Generation Corporation Limited, is developing agri-voltaics under a joint venture with Oil India Limited to generate clean energy. Agrivoltaics combines solar photovoltaic energy generation with agriculture production on the same land. This involves installing solar panels high enough off the ground to allow sunlight to reach crops or livestock below, thus optimizing land uses. Agrivoltaics offers benefits like increased land productivity, improved water use efficiency, and potential for additional income streams for farmers. Agrivoltaics projects started at Tezpur in Sonitpur district, Lower Kopili in Karbi Anglong district, and Bhatadrawa in Nagaon district. Aminul Haq Jaddar, Akashvani, Guwahati.
अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान में और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल.
India's two-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw Neeraj Chopra will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar today. Neeraj will be hoping to give his best in Doha, as he will have to break after that because of the cancellation of the NC Classic 2025, which he was organizing in association with World Athletics and the Athletics Federation of India in Bengaluru on May 24th. So Doha will be his first big meet of the month where he will face top stars.
भारतीय क्रिकेट कंट्रोल बोर्ड बीसीसीआई ने भारतीय महिला क्रिकेट टीम के आगामी इंग्लैंड दौरे के लिए टीमों की घोषणा कर दी है। 28 जून से 22 जुलाई तक चलने वाले इस दौरे में 5 टी20 अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मैच और उसके बाद 3 एक दिवसीय अंतर्राष्ट्रीय क्रिकेट मैच खेला जाएगा।
And moving on to some business news, the benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses, snapping its two-day rising streak amid mixed global cues. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex slipped 200 points or 0.24% to close at 82,331. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dipped 42 points or 0.17% to settle at 25,020. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading down at 93,140 rupees per 10 grams and silver 999 fine was also trading down at 95,420 rupees per kilogram when reports last came in.
और अब समय है उन व्यक्तियों को याद करने का जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या जन्मदिवस। इस क्रम में सबसे पहले हम भारत के स्वतंत्रता संग्राम के महान सेनानियों को याद करेंगे।
16th May is celebrated as Sikkim Day. As on this day in 1975, Sikkim became part of India.
Initially, Sikkim was under Chogyal dynasty rule during the 17th century. However, by 1890, it became a protectorate state under British rule, who used it as a buffer state between China and British India. In 1947, as Sikkim became a part of India unofficially, its foreign policy, security and communication came under the realm of India, while maintaining its independence at the same time.
In 1973, the people started demanding a responsible government and a civil disobedience movement was established against the monarch. A referendum was held in which 97.5% of voters supported abolishing the monarchy. This led to Sikkim's official merger with India. To enable the incorporation of the new state, the Indian Parliament amended the Indian Constitution.
First, the 35th Amendment laid down a set of conditions that made Sikkim an associate state. A month later, the 36th Amendment repealed the 35th Amendment and made Sikkim a full state, adding its name to the first schedule of the Constitution.
We remember freedom fighter Bhim Bor Deori, who was born on the 16th of May 1903. Bhim Bor Deori struggled for the socio-economic educational development of Assam, uniting all the communities of the state. He also fought and ensured Assam's integration into India.
A lawyer by profession, Deori helped found the Assam Backward Plains Tribal League in 1933. He worked to ensure that indigenous Assamese people were allotted land. Deori was one of the main architects of the famous Khasi Darbar Hall resolutions held in March 1945, where indigenous leaders of different ethnic identities resolved resolutions to restore their independent homelands.
He led Northeast India towards a new vision of development while maintaining the independence of different tribes. Bhim Bor Deori continued to fight for the rights of indigenous people.
We also remember nationalist Raghunath Narasimha Mudholkar, who was born on the 16th of May 1857 at Khandesh, Maharashtra. A moderate leader, Mudholkar served as president of the 1912 Bankipur session of the Indian National Congress. He advocated social reforms like female education, widow remarriage, and removal of untouchability.
Raghunath Mudholkar was a follower of Gokhale and believed that the national movement should be constitutional and non-violent. He criticized the economic policy of the British government and helped establish a number of industries in Vidarbha. In 1890, he was sent to England as a part of Congress delegation to voice the grievances of the Indians. Raghunath Mudholkar continued to work for the people till his death on the 13th of January 1921.
Yes, and we are also remembering Charles Perrault, who passed away on this day in 1703. He was a French author and member of the Académie Française. He laid the foundations for a new literary genre, the fairy tale, with his works derived from earlier folk tales published in his 1697 book. The best known of his tales include Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Puss in Boots, Sleeping Beauty, and Blue Beard. And also Charles Louis Brown passed away on this day in 2012. He was an American guitarist, bandleader and singer, known as the godfather of go-go. Go-go is a subgenre of funk music developed around the Washington, D.C. area in the mid-1970s. While its musical classification, influences and origins are debated, Brown is regarded as a fundamental force behind the creation of go-go music. Let's listen in to his hit track, Mr. Magic, and it's from his album, Put Your Hands Up.
Y'all spoiling me now. Y'all spoiling me. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. I tell you nothing but the truth. You all are out of sight. I want you to hold what you got, because this is your spot. And then do it like you wanna, because we love you a lot.
आज पुण्यतिथि है फणी मजुमदार की। फणी मजुमदार एक अग्रणी भारतीय फिल्म निर्देशक थे, जिन्हें बंगाली और हिंदी सिनेमा में किए उल्लेखनीय कामों के लिए जाना जाता है। उन्हें केएल सहगल अभिनीत उनकी फिल्म स्ट्रीट सिंगर के लिए सबसे ज्यादा ख्याति मिली। इसके अलावा उनकी मशहूर फिल्मों में आरती, ऊंचे लोग, हैंग तुआ, देव आनंद इन गोवा, बदलते रिश्ते और तमन्ना शामिल है। आइए सुनते हैं फणी मजुमदार की फिल्म आरती से ये गीत।
कभी तो मिलेगी, कहीं तो मिलेगी बहारों की मंजिल राही, बहारों की मंजिल राही। कभी तो मिलेगी।
Yes, and James Rufus A.G. passed away on this day in 1955. He was an American novelist, journalist, poet, screenwriter and film critic. In the 1940s, writing for Times, he was one of the most influential film critics in the United States. His autobiographical novel, A Death in the Family, 1957, won the author a posthumous 1958 Pulitzer Prize. A.G. is also known as a co-writer of the book Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, and as a screenwriter of the film classics The African Queen and The Night of the Hunter.
आज विकी कौशल अपना जन्मदिन मना रहे हैं। उन्होंने 2015 में अपनी फिल्मी सफर की शुरुआत की थी, जिसके बाद उन्होंने अपने अब तक के करियर में कई जबरदस्त फिल्में की, जिन्होंने बॉक्स ऑफिस पर रिकॉर्ड तोड़ कमाई की और ब्लॉकबस्टर फिल्मों की लिस्ट में अपना नाम दर्ज करवाया। 2015 में आई फिल्म मसान से विकी कौशल ने लीड एक्टर के तौर पर फिल्म इंडस्ट्री में अपनी शुरुआत की थी। विकी ने फिल्म में दीपक चौधरी का किरदार निभाया, जिनमें उन्होंने ऐसी जान डाली कि लोग उनकी एक्टिंग के कायल हो गए। इस फिल्म ने अच्छी कमाई की और कान फिल्म फेस्टिवल में 2 अवार्ड्स भी जीते।
भाई कुछ बोल ना यार, कब से चुप बैठा है भाई, बोल ना यार दीपक। नहीं भाई, तुम टाइम लो अपना।
हमको शायरी पसंद है।
तो किसी रेल सी गुजरती है, मैं किसी पुल सा थरथराता हूं।
भाग के जाना होगा ना तो भाग भी लेंगे।
साला ये दुख का खत्म नहीं होता बे।
उनकी प्रमुख फिल्मों में उरी द सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक, सैम बहादुर, डंकी, छावा, गैंग्स ऑफ वासेपुर जैसी कई फिल्में शामिल हैं, जिसने बॉक्स ऑफिस पर खूब कमाई की। उन्हें कई पुरस्कार मिले हैं, जिनमें एक राष्ट्रीय फिल्म पुरस्कार और 3 फिल्म फेयर पुरस्कार शामिल हैं। विकी कौशल वर्ष 2019 में फोर्ब्स इंडिया के सेलिब्रिटी 100 सूची में शामिल हो चुके हैं। उरी द सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक में उनके काम के लिए उन्हें श्रेष्ठ अभिनेता का राष्ट्रीय पुरस्कार मिला था। हाल ही में उनकी फिल्म छावा उनकी सबसे अधिक कमाई करने वाली फिल्म बन चुकी है। आइए सुनते हैं विकी कौशल की फिल्म मसान से ये गीत।
तू किसी रेल सी गुजरती है, तू किसी रेल सी गुजरती है।
Yes, and P.S. Brendan Brosnan was born on this day in 1953. He's an Irish actor and film producer. He was the fifth actor to play the fictional secret agent James Bond in the James Bond film series, starring in four films from 1995 to 2002.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का। नमस्कार।